The face on the jug.
Many burial objects are indications of the spiritual attitudes of early mankind. So it is with this jug from Kleinfarne in the county of Erfurt. Have you discovered the face peering out at you just below the rim of the jug? The eyes and the eyebrows jut out in partial plasticity. The lower part of the face is formed by a quadratic field with semicircular edges for the eyes and a U-shaped cavity for the nose. The jug's neck, shoulder and bulge are decorated with band-shaped patterns.
Receptacles with facial depictions were particularly widespread in Southeast Europe. It seems that the motif for our jug stemmed from that region. It was found in a tomb of the linear pottery culture. Now, what is special about it is that a mother and a very small child had been buried here. The baby's bones lay near the pelvis and the lumbar spine. It is not known whether it died before it was born or shortly thereafter.
In addition to the facial jug, both a crescent-shaped pendant fashioned from a spondylus shell and a lump of red iron ore were found in the tomb. The facial jug apparently played a role in the fertility cult, as it portrays a woman's facial features. The fact that it was placed in the grave of a possibly pregnant young woman was perhaps an expression of a man's feeling that he was powerless in the face of death. It may also have been a sacrifice to the gods, as the receptacle was probably purposely destroyed by a slab of shell limestone. In any case, it did not contain any food for the journey to the hereafter.